major problem.
What is it, sir?
Oh, my funny little honey.
Uh-huh, go ahead, spill your guts.
She's sweetest thing. She drops trowel at any time to let me do just about anything.
Uh-huh.
And she even lets me have the Bombay.
Oh, man, that sounds like a fine unit.
But the problem is she was drinking a few bone dries the other day.
Yes.
And he said since I had so much Bombay that before I can have it again, she's going to have to show me what it feels like. What do I do, Green?
Oh.
I mean, I she's so sweet, but I can't do it. No. I can't do it, Green.
No.
But it's so good.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
But what is she? Has she got something she straps on? She got some kind of... has she bought something?
She's got a toy.
Oh. One of them big, nasty, gnarly
ones? Yeah.
I tell you, just so you can continue that Bombay action, here's what you do. You compromise. Run down to the adult toy store and see if you can buy the teeniest, tiniest one they got. Say, don't you have a youth model? Like a starter kit. Or I'd say, you must know somebody in the textile business. Maybe you can have somebody make you up one, you know, about the diameter of a number two pencil. You know what I mean?
And
that way, you know, when she gives you what fur, it won't be too bad.
But you think it would be worth it? I don't know.
I think it would if it's, you know, small enough. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, Green.
You've had your temperature took before. It ain't the end of the world. So, here's what I'm thinking. You tell her that you're having something special made up. That might buy you, you know, a couple more weeks of packing until the thing actually shows up. And then you just get liquored up on the big night. Yeah?
Yeah.
And in the meanwhile, you might want to start training yourself so you don't convulse for the big day. Well, you start small, swizzle sticks. Work your way up to a strong. See what I'm saying? Just a little at a time.
All for the funny little honey.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I ever work in the same office with you, I ain't gonna ask to borrow your pen. Okay? How's the training coming? And before you know it, you know, you can handle a carrot.
Well, Grease, I do appreciate it.
All right,
buddy.
Helpful hints. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I mean, you know, let's face it. It can be done if you have the wherewithal and the dedication. It's the Grease Man Show. You made it.
Hello.
Hi.
Grease Man.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the fiancé.
Of that man? Is he still here?
No, he's at work.
He took off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he told me to give you disciplinary speckling, apparently. You give him a little problem listening to the Ring Dang Do, is that right?
Well, yeah.
Why is that, ma'am?
Well, I don't think I can listen to you. You've already got him, and I don't think I can listen to all that.
Oh, come on. You can handle it?
No.
Oh, yes, you can, sweetheart.
Oh, no, he's always trying to get me
listening. There you go. He wants you to laugh and be happy. That's what I'm doing. I don't mean nothing.
Well, you mean you're having fun?
I'm having fun, yeah. This isn't some sort of tirade like you'll hear nowadays. Some ranting lunatics trying to change the world. I'm going with the world as it is.
Well, why should I listen?
Why should you listen? To laugh. To start each day with a chuckle.
I do that.
You know, your norform will dissolve quicker if you're giggling.
Disciplinary speckling is.
All right. Hold the phone between your eyes and let me know when it's there.
I don't know what that is. I will take a little snarling.
Yeah, well, all right. That's good. Sounds like you're going to be a good wife. Here you go. Now rub the phone around your face. Well, just give me a chance and we can work something out, okay?
It sounds like y'all are having a good time.
Yeah, that's all it is.
This sounds like a good party. I guess I can listen a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Grease.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man, it's great. We're having fun. We're eating food from T.J. Cinnamon's Bakery, home of the original gourmet cinnamon roll. So that is really extra sweet. Pour a little head cleaner in there. Give it a little kick to it, would you?
What's that, your coffee?
And no, an orange juice.
Oh, I see.
Feels funny drinking juice without vodka in it. Put a little bit of that head cleaner in there. That'd be nice. Extra sweet. Well, I'll save my drinking for a little bit later on. Found this hot bar. Over in Buckhead. Oh, man. You walk through the door, and the music's playing hot. I found myself breaking right into the neutron dance second I came through the door. And then I started saying, why won't I go? Yeah, I was walking like a pharaoh. I said, look, that's the grease man. Look at him. He's stucco stepping. So that's what that looks like. I broke into the... Here's what it looks like when you stucco step. Look at this. Huh? And now, I'm stagger stepping. And now the Copa Caprice. Look at it. Look at this. Well, I sat down at the bar with these guys. Said, Grease, it's a good thing you and Buckhead, we got some hot places in here. Well, later on, I'll take you to a bar where every third drink is free. Yeah, I mean, they appreciate your business, and every third drink is on the house. I said, sweet! Another guy said, that ain't nothing. I know a bar here in Buckhead where every other drink is free. All you gotta do is buy the first one, they buy the second, you buy the third, they buy the fourth. Well, that's pretty sweet. But you guys, have you ever heard about a bar where every drink is free? I said, yeah, there's a bar where every drink is free, and then whatever you want, you get hobbled and gobbled in the parking lot. And the guy said, where'd you hear about that place? I said, well, Estelle was telling me about it.